Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Off-Centered Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dockstetter, here once again with my stalwart co-host, my work husband. What's your name today?
The Chili. Slippers wearing, formerly barefoot, animal stuffing midget moron from Ojai.
Chuck Testa himself.
Yeah, it's nippy. We have a new high and lows today.
It's a balmy 30 outside this morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Southern California is not supposed to be 30. It's that global warming they're talking about.
I think so.
It must be.
Must be that frost that was coming in 1972. High school when they said the whole, you know, country would be a frozen wasteland.
Without a doubt. And I'm sure it's your fault some reason.
You know, there's only two people in this world that you're prospecting, right? So there'll be soon to be three people. It's all their fault.
Yeah.
Me, Mike. Well, it goes Mike, me, and then possibly you. Enjoy your youth right now while you're, you know, guilt-free and not making stupid mistakes.
That's what you say.
What?
I don't know. I'm sure there's some kind of mistake I'm making.
I don't know. Well, you're here, so there's one.
Depends who you ask, I suppose.
I don't know why that struck me funny. Well, we're going to find out in a little while if the sandbar deer form looks like the one in the picture.
Yeah. We're going to see if it has its shoulders and noses in one place.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have time to open it because it snuck up on me by surprise. It got delivered like at 7 last night.
Ah, sneaky.
Yeah, it was sneaky little bastards. But at least they're here.
Yep.
So that means back in business.
Finally, now you got all your mannequins. They're going to call from the tannery tomorrow or today, probably. It's usually Tuesday when they call.
That the second batch is done?
Uh-huh. And then you'll double stress.
That's right, Matt. Matt gets tired of that shit.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But, no, I'm going to try it. Nothing but positive, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. Speaking of them, I wonder if Hilda's back to work yet. She was
who?
Hilda.
Oh, that's right.
She was having hand surgery or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know how they got their work done because she was like beating on them.
Mm-hmm.
But
she hurt her hand smacking people around in there.
That stick. Yep. Yep. I'm sure that's what it was.
No doubt.
Yep. So, wait a minute. Never mind.
Okay. I could do that.
Thought you got a monster. But you got a monster pig in though.
Yeah, it came in last week and I picked it up on Thursday. It was frozen solid, and I let it ride around in the back of the truck for a day and a half, hoping it would help thaw it out a little bit, and then I let it sit in the shop hanging there for the rest of the days, and it was finally barely able to skin.
And it's cold. But it's Southern California, dude, or Central.
Right?
It's not cold.
No, it's supposed to be 80 all year long.
Yep. I wish it was.
Yeah. But no, it's a good one.
Yeah.
It can be a big old half-life size. It's a pretty special one.
Yeah, we were contemplating whether you should just make the back yourself.
Yeah, no, I think I'll probably just order it.
Okay. We already got the front part.
Yeah. So
the way Mike makes them.
Yeah.
You can just order the middle sandwich and then the legs and, you know.
Yeah, I like that. It's a pretty good idea. I don't know where he came up with that plan, but...
Well, if you notice all them extra lines on some of them mannequins, or what they call collars.
Yeah.
That way you have one front, and you could put this collar or that collar or the upside down collar, you know.
Yeah.
And, or open the closed mouth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just making a mold of the head. You're not reinventing the whole.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole mold. You know?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty genius idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm sure since nobody else knows how that works, everybody else thinks it's stupid.
Or they don't even know why there's all the... Why did they make 137 parts? Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, us gorilla men, me and Joe Kish, we made that one mannequin was 11 parts.
Yeah.
You know? Then this is sometimes a laugh at Joe at his expense because We did it all this thing. Mm-hmm. And then we did the right side with the front arm down to here. This one giant piece for some reason.
Yeah.
What didn't make no sense to me after the way we did the two backs and then the hams and then the butt. And to go, why don't we just, but then I'm not a mold guy. I guess I am now, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
Just a prospect. Yeah. I was just there to mix plaster.
Whatever works.
Put dams out and make the release, you know?
Yeah.
But that's when I learned you can use soap as a release, too.
Oh. With
soap.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We learn all these things when we run out of whatever it is we run out of.
Yeah.
And we don't want to stop.
Yeah. Speaking of mold release, I remember, I don't know if you saw the other day or not, I sent a picture of a top secret project I was working on. It helps if you use mold release.
I thought we discussed that last week.
I thought I used enough.
I thought we said,
I think what happened,
everybody makes this one mistake, mm-hmm, one time.
No, I think what happened was I built a lock into it that I didn't lube up enough.
Mm-hmm. Odd that I just mentioned a lock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on the plus side, the outside of it looks fucking amazing. So
well, that's good.
The inside I just have to redo. I got to figure out how to do that, and then we'll be shitting in high cotton.
That makes me smile in a way, because Frager did say that you will do all of these things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I came in. It looked fantastic when I pulled the mold off of the thing I had it glued to,
mm-hmm,
and I was real happy with it. And yeah, I had all these visions of coming in today and tossing it to you.
Oh my goodness.
And it didn't quite work out the way I planned, but I'm happy about 80% of the way. So I've got that going for me.
So what, like I said, how does Rick Crane say it? Not fail it. What's the word he uses? 'Cause that's what we needed to say.
Yeah. It's a learning experience.
You don't fail. You
learn.
No, but he had that other fancy way he says it. You do this.
I don't remember. I must have been talking over him.
No, we just don't remember. That's why Rick is Rick and we're not.
Yep, absolutely.
That's why he's an accredited,
mm-hmm,
teacher.
And we're just a couple jackasses on YouTube.
That's it. Hey, we know our place at least.
Yep, absolutely.
On the upside, we got a lot of projects today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of fun stuff.
You're back in business, so you're going to overwhelm yourself and get frustrated, and then I'm going to have to come save the day.
Not going
to
do it. Can't do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Uh-huh.
Can't do it. For those of you who remember George Bush Sr.,
mm-hmm,
wouldn't be prudent. Can't do it. I used to be able to do that Ross Perot guy.
Yeah.
And I had a pointer. Now, if you look here, never mind. But let's see if we get our special order poured special with the wires in it.
Oh, yeah.
Not the bolts. Because then I got to order another one with wires so I can move it around. Life-size mannequin. Yeah. I'm just talking code. We order life-size, and sometimes if you're going to alter them,
mm-hmm,
you can request them being poured either with no rods or, depending what you're doing, just the wires.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll order them with wires instead of no rods,
because
mm-hmm, then it'll at least hold it together.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm...
Are you referring to my mannequin that's out there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I asked for it with nothing.
Uh-oh. So
it's all right. I can make wires work.
What did I request it as?
I told you to request it with no rods.
I think that's what I did.
Okay.
No rods.
Well, either way, if it shows up with wires, I'm not too sad about that, as long as it doesn't have rods in it.
Why did I think the wire? God only knows.
It doesn't matter.
Why, you know?
Even if it had rods, I can make it work.
Maybe. Oh, I might have combined them. Because yours want no rods.
Ah.
And mine wants wires.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So it's possible we'll get...
They're going to have extra rods.
No, it's possible we'll get two parts of, like, a double species, man.
You just
like,
never know.
Like the ass end of a coyote and the front end of a pig or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was dangerous.
But, yeah, no, it wouldn't, like I said, it wouldn't be the end of the world if it had wires, but... It would make my life a little bit easier.
I have to look
I'm pretty sure you did.
But my phone died.
Ah, as it does.
As it does, so...
You don't plug your shit in, it has a tendency to die.
Hey, in my defense, they moved the wire that was hooked into the thing by the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Just gone. So that left only one charging thing, which Wendy's is always in there because apparently she's always... I don't know how you run the battery out 5,000 times a day, but
it's
what she does.
Yep, it happens.
And then me, like you say, I never know where it is, what it is, what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
But, well, the kids are here 2 more days.
Yeah.
Friday morning they leave, and then I'm back to my life again. But it's been pretty fun.
No, I'm sure.
I mean, I still got it, dude. Baked the cake, sliced it just right, softened my ice cream, rolled it up in the wax paper, froze it, got the hot fudge, softened it in the thing, you know?
Yep.
Frosted it, made icing, dyed it, and then decorated the cake.
Yeah. No, it looked good.
Well, thank you. It's all right. I mean... It's been like forever. I could do better, but
yeah.
So out of practice, you know.
You have to call and get tips from your buddy in Bakersfield. He's a professional cake decorator.
Who is? The doctor?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Absolutely.
No.
I waited to tell you that in person just so you could so I could see your face when I told you that.
What?
Yeah.
Don't let me say it, man.
Yeah.
Don't let me say it.
No, it must be a thing. Playing bass and frosting cakes.
I'm not saying it.
But no, it's...
Son of a bitch, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he posted pictures the other day on his Facebook, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
I guess you have to find an outlet for your artistic vision somewhere.
So you said... I said nothing. 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 Right?
Mm-hmm. But no, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. Well, no, I just want, you know.
Yeah. Some of us cook on fire. Some of us roll cakes in circles.
Well, no, the thing was, it started as usual.
Yeah.
And then my family, of course, thought I couldn't do it.
So yeah.
Automatic challenge.
Yeah.
And then it was really just a project for me Poppy. But then I learned a lot from that. So next time, I'm going to pre-do some stuff, and she's going to have her own. Because my cake roll started out the standard side, but she helped me trim it.
Ah.
And then I went, I don't know what I was doing, but... something else, and I come back and she's going, I'm trimming the edge. Oh, thanks. You know, it kept getting shorter this way.
So
I'll know what to do next time.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was kind of rusty on the baking cake with 3-year-old shit.
Yeah, I can see how that might.
But it was a lot of fun.
It looked like you had a good time.
Well, we did. She was delighted. That's all I gave a crap.
Anyway. Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all
even
about.
Even if it came out all like romp and stuff, but. It kind of didn't. So, you know.
Well, as you can see, our third amigo isn't here today. He's dealing with some puppy issues.
Yeah.
So, good luck with that today, Jeffrey.
Yeah, please. Let's hope the whatever the name of this one is, because I can't.
Yeah, I can't remember. He told us yesterday, too. It
wasn't Bozo, though.
No.
No, it was, you know. That's a big dog.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No. Yeah, so he's dealing with that. So we're just going to be the two of us yammering back and forth today.
That's okay.
So that's okay.
But, I thought you were going to get the deal for the phone calls to figure out finally how.
Well, some other stuff happened over the week, so I didn't have a chance to. But
that's it. Luckily,
I've got the wire. I just haven't done it yet.
Luckily, it wasn't me this time.
No, it's me. I'll take 100% responsibility of that. I just ran out of days.
And the fun part...
All cards on the table. I almost forgot to upload last week's podcast last night, so...
Yeah, you were busy. That's the... You know, see, that's the thing again. I'll say this again. like when I was doing tips and uploading them and all, and I'd like to do, I had some, but when you're by yourself,
yeah,
and you gotta produce,
mm-hmm.
it, you just don't,
yeah, yeah, you gotta produce it, edit it, film it, upload it.
Yeah, but then your focus isn't on that. Your focus is on
yeah.
your job production.
Yeah, exactly.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not as easy as, you know, and it's just like this world show dealer running Breakthrough. I mean, you know, it's a thankless frickin' deal.
Oh, man. Yeah, most definitely. Most you definitely.
Know? But I'm getting more excited. Indiana got a room. Oh, we actually have a wheel coming to spin the wheel of Jeffness.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of doing that, we could have then, let's see what the wheel says today.
Yeah.
But Jeff, no, he's doing, man, he's kicking butt.
He seems to be back on a some kind of a schedule. So
kind of focus.
Hopefully it sticks with him.
I mean, he's done more birds in the last 3 weeks and I know him in a year probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Must have done 20 of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is amazing.
Yeah, no, he's doing good. Hopefully he can stay focused.
Yeah.
It's good having him back around in here.
It really is, because those are, you know, I say this a lot, but my best days of my, you know, is when we have the shop full.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nothing else, it brings a little added humor. Once in a while we can get a little serious in here.
Yeah, sometimes you come in, it's like dead silence, man.
Yeah.
These guys, you know, or otherwise it's don't do that, or what'd you do that for? I mean, that's the worst part,
mm-hmm.
of it, when you cut the wedge backwards like I did, because I do it every time. I mean, it's, I just gave up.
Yeah.
I said, fuck it, I'll just cut it how I cut it, and then, you know, I'll reverse it.
Uh-huh.
And then you do it in front of Matt every time or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he goes, what'd you do that for? So you could punish me, that's why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, nothing else. Jeffrey keeps us on our toes around here, so.
Well, Jeff, you never know what. It's gonna come out of that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you got in the wind on Sunday?
Yeah, I got to go for a little ride, freeze my ass off for a few hours. That was nice.
Yeah, it was a little, besides in the wind, it was windy, I thought.
It wasn't windy, really. It was colder than a witch's tit. But
I remember one run I went on, and it was nighttime in January.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wore a steel kraut helmet.
Yeah.
And the actual condensation was freezing coming off the, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't quite that cold.
My helmet.
But it was.
Dang, it was. There was nothing you could do. Nothing. Man, it was just brutal, dude.
Yeah.
Even with the skull mask and everything, it was freaking freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was. It felt I needed to have a few minutes to clear the old brain hole out.
You do, man. You get in the wind. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, So Hoops Kid got me some really good gasoline from mm-hmm. the airport for my Jeep.
Yeah.
That doesn't go, you know, varnish.
Uh-huh.
So I got everything going, and I'm cruising around in my Jeep, and then I get over to, by the high school. And I had to hit my brakes, and it just went to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Got my attention.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I go, what the hell? I got all new 11-inch brakes and everything. And
yeah.
So I had to revert back to driving when I did when I first got it, when it had no brakes.
Uh-huh.
Except for I was going a little bit, says max speed 45 right on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was more than max speed I was going.
Ah.
Luckily, that thing's so little, you could just whip around and up on the sidewalk and shoot in front of everybody and avoid the impending crash.
There you go. Yeah, I saw the hood up out there. I was wondering what was going on.
Oh, because that's a Chuck thing. I left the hood up because the master cylinder isn't in the front. Underneath the brake pedal, there's a little panel on the floor you take off.
There you go.
So why I left the hood up is unbeknownst to me.
And so you remember something's wrong next time you go to drive it.
That's it.
No, I was going to pull the plate off and, I don't know, then Poppy's here, so then that was that.
No, for sure.
But that, I wish you could have filmed that. Yeah. That was really bitching, man. Whoop, 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 you know?
Not everybody can drift a World War II Jeep around Ojai.
That's it. Well, that's why we won the war, man. The little sons of bitches could. And then every time I found out them Polaris side by side, they're like $32,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why aren't you just buying like a 52 Willys?
Yeah.
Because they're the same size at least or littler.
Yeah.
And shit, as I just proved again, they can go anywhere. Excuse me. You can jump a curb, no problem.
There you go.
You can go in between a tree and a fence and the whole thing.
That's good to know.
Yeah. It was
dude, it's always an adventure with Chucky.
You know what? It must be. Cause, you know, and I didn't think why press. Well, you know, it worked last whatever week it was ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was fine. And there was no puddle under the Jeep, you know, like leaking. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Maybe cold weather made it.
You know what? Honest to God, I'm thinking that maybe my lines are frozen up or something.
Yeah, or maybe the fluid, not expanded, but retracted.
Retracted, yeah.
Yeah, with the cold weather.
Well, I mean, because it's like, okay, so if it's 30... back here,
mm-hmm.
it must be below 20, you know, 20, it's below 30 out, you know,
yeah,
in the middle of, you know, the mm-hmm. the freezing hours.
Yeah, no, most definitely. It's been a tidbit nipply down here, so
yeah, more so than last year. We got to get the butch heater out, but we had such good luck with it last year. I'm a little bit terrified.
Yeah,
for those of you who don't know, one of my customers was nice enough to get me a vintage vest because mine wore out. And so I somehow caught my vest on fire with the, and again, no camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that wasn't enough, later on the hose burnt up or something and was shooting a jet flame.
Mm-hmm. There's, like I said, there's never a dull moment around this shop.
And you weren't here for either of them events.
Nope.
You come back and you go, what's the giant? How come there's just jacket insulation in this big round hole like this? Never mind. Where's the heater? The line's, you know, in two pieces.
If you got to ask, you don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know. But I tell you what, it got my attention.
I bet it did.
So now we got Uncle Butch sent us a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't unwrapped it yet because, because, honest to God, I'm a little leery.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, remember my pot? I was cleaning antler skulls, and then that one burnt through. I had three in a matter of whatever it was.
Yeah.
But that new pot I got, that thing's a hot setup with that braided line.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is. But then I'm not smart enough. What do you have to do to tell me I got to turn the other button or something?
Yeah, there's an order you got to light them in.
Yeah. So you can only guess.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just go around it enough till I somehow get it right.
Yeah, it'll go eventually.
Yeah. But for a while there, we could only get those ones with the safety.
Yeah. You know?
And that was making me insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, luckily my little safety thing on mine froze up, so I don't need to worry about that.
Oh, really? Anymore. It just automatically.
Yeah, it broke itself, so I didn't need to worry about it.
Yeah,
I need to try to invest in one of those nicer ones like you bought, but I can't seem to find one. I haven't
really.
I haven't looked that close, but.
Oh crap! I gotta call a place for the clay today.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for reminding me. Speaking of that. I don't know. I haven't. Bye, babe. See ya. They're going down to see Lou.
Oh, there you go.
Take the grandbaby.
Heck yeah.
I decided that Lou should run for Biden as his vice president.
There you go.
Because they understand each other amazingly.
Sounds legit.
It is. But No, because they called and said half the clay was in and the rest would be in.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it is. I mean, it would be handy to go with you today.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because number one, they're taking my car.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And the Jeep don't work.
Nope.
Well, it works, but it works. You got a Fred, easy for me to say, Fred Flintstone it over there.
Well, I could put the trailer, yeah, I could hook the trailer
you
up.
Can, and you can get there.
I can get there. Problem is, downtown, they're still working on all that crap, and it's bumper to bump. Unless I just drive, I'll just drive down the sidewalk. Screw
there you
it.
Go.
You just watch for the people diving off the.
You can take that Princess Jeep. Go take it, bring it back a block at a time.
Grandpa Chuck, why are you driving my Jeep? That's my Jeep. Yeah, brick at a time. Right. Hey, they got a DeWalt soup-up kit for that son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think I might be maybe going to do that.
I don't know. They get pretty hot roddy. That might be a little bit much for...
Think it'll flip?
Pretty good possibility.
Yeah. She drives pretty good. I mean, shit, she's still only three. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I just was ready to light up the flamethrower, and they stopped me just in time. Here you go.
Uh-huh.
That'd be Grandpa, though. What,
yeah, no
what
doubt.
What can you say? Oh, if she get cooked, oh, life lesson.
Yeah.
You know?
So what, we're, 9 days into the new year so far?
Yeah. And it seemed like a lifetime.
Well, yeah, but can you imagine? Can you just look at all the shit that's going on lately? You've been following all the Miami drama?
Okay, thanks for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was trying to explain it to the boss today.
Yeah.
And he had, and you know how I talk, and he even can understand me. And I was trying to explain to him the men in black were out there. And so tell me for real, because Ollie and Cody were all over it.
Yeah.
And they were trying to figure out what happened, and then some guys were wearing those some kind of face mask that's popular now.
Mm.
So they said they didn't get, they got out, or I don't know. Tell me.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on, but yeah, suppose what 8 to 10 foot creatures running around the mall in Miami or some shit. I don't know. I don't know what to think
for
about
real.
It. Yeah.
Right, right. That's what they said, right?
Yeah.
It was an 8
Well,
or
that's
10.
What all the witnesses are saying. They're saying the official statement was there was a fight with a bunch of kids and some sticks.
Okay. So that's right. But the response.
Yeah.
Right?
100 fucking cops show up and make it a no-fly zone and cancel all the flights at the airport. And
they canceled the flights at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Half, what was it, 30% of Miami was without power while this was all going
no
on?
Kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I don't know what the hell's going on. If it's aliens or fucking demons from the underworld.
8 to 10 foot,
or...
what kind of creature, though?
Don't ask me.
I heard they were taking phones and, you know what I mean, trying to stop, you know. And
oh, yeah. I don't...
Hitting them with the thing on the... Men in Black.
I didn't hear that one. Yeah, you just never know. I don't know.
No, they said men in like the FBI or like guys in suits.
Yeah,
were there. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
You know,
I don't know what to think about it. It's all a bunch of craziness.
Well, and then Cody said the theory was they're getting us ready for when that whatever the next thing is.
Yeah.
But I don't think they know.
No. Honestly, I think it's a diversion tactic to get everybody's attention off that special list that got released.
Oh, Epstein?
Uh-huh.
Dude, that's old news.
Oh, I know. Now everybody's talking about fucking aliens or Nephilim or whatever the hell it is. Or
Nephilim?
Yeah, the fallen angel demons from... That are,
oh!
Yeah.
For the end times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the other theories.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I'm glad I'm not in Miami to find out, but if it was gonna start ending somewhere, Miami's a pretty suiting place, I guess.
Was there a Walmart there? It'd be my place.
It was the mall, so God only knows. There's at least some,
you know,
weirdos,
I mean,
hanging
it,
around the
it,
Hot Topic.
Is there like, yeah, you know, oh, Hot Topic. That's yeah. Right. Right, 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 right. That's freaking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they said the aliens are real last year and all that,
mm-hmm.
You know? And then this, and it's Oh! So, speaking of Epstein, So my cousin, remember, I got in touch with, he is a forensicist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever you call him.
Uh-huh.
So he told me that when you hang yourself or suicide, it's two broken vertebrae,
mm-hmm,
or something like that. But when you're choked, it's three, always. And he read the report and everything, said it was three.
Yeah.
Says there's no way he committed suicide.
Well, the thumbprints were pretty good.
Well, he didn't even get that far. He just said forensically, if you were to look at the skeleton a thousand years later, you would say the guy was strangled to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The newest theory I saw on the TikTok this morning was that he's not even really dead. It's all just smoke and mirrors. So.
Well, hey, Elvis is coming back next year.
I hope so. He's got one more album in him, I'm sure.
Well, they said, no, there he is. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they can bring Lemmy back then.
If anybody came back, that'd be a good one.
Yes, we would follow Lemmy.
Yep.
In the combat. Right?
Yeah, pretty good odds on that one.
Yeah. But, well, it could be a distraction, but I didn't realize that. I thought that all that crap was just old people crap like me paid attention.
No, it's blowing up on social media right now, so it's either legit or super bullshit, one of the two.
But I actually kind of makes me happy. No, that people are like thinking, okay. No, seriously.
No, I get you.
Well, no, I'm not happy like there's a demon Walmart, but I'm happy that people are finally, younger people are paying it, like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we were kids, I said this before, we were always taught to question, what happened to all that? Question authority, down with the man, you know what I mean? The man, he's got us down, man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what to think. We're 9 days in and everybody's already fucking batshit, so.
Yeah, like I was just so happy.
It can only go up from here, right?
No. But I'm being positive.
Yeah.
That's me being positive.
Well, keep it up.
No, I can't. No, I mean, I was just so happy. And according to what I was, the reports from the front on social media, everybody was just so happy to be out of 2023.
Yeah.
Because it was a hard year for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Your car.
Is it my car?
Somebody's car.
Thought they left.
I don't know. Somebody's doing something out there.
Okay.
I'm sure that's coming in loud and clear on the...
Yeah. It's interesting. Oh! Maybe it's a fallen angel.
You just never know.
But wouldn't you just shit if it was something? Because you never know what's going to walk through the gate.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Well, it didn't make anything better. When I was first falling down that rabbit hole on TikTok the other day, I was sitting there getting ready for the gym at 3:30 in the morning and watching all this crap on my phone, and I go outside and it's dark and quiet and cold and
silent.
I'm not one to normally be overly scared of the dark, but I walked a little quick from my truck to the gym that morning.
My wife was scared of the dark. Then she saw me naked, now she's scared of the light. Right?
Oh, and the other thing that they just, the tunnels they found in New York, you see that?
No.
Yeah, they're some found like underground tunnels that these Jewish people were using in their, I don't know what, I didn't pay attention to the whole damn thing, but yeah, just another.
That the Jewish people were using.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It was, I don't want to get into too much detail because I don't know any details, but yeah, bizarre shit. I don't know.
Okay.
I did hear, though, if they pop out and see their shadow, they get 8 more nights of Hanukkah, so.
That's a good one. Anyway, that's funny. You send all your complaints to Jeff Duck _Vader.
But no, I don't. Like I said, I only saw part of what was the whole thing, so I don't know. I don't know why or what or who or where, but yeah, they found some tunnels in New York, and there was a big old riot because they were trying to fill in with a concrete truck, and all the Jewish people at this, wherever it was, were trying to stop them from backing the truck up to the hole or some horseshit.
No,
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
But what did they do with the dirt? Like Mike said, in Pal, you know, in the Gaza, like they have 3 trillion miles of tunnels.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look at the Gopher Mound in my front. No, seriously,
yeah.
Right?
It's no,
like
for sure.
That from this little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're making a tunnel you can drive a car through?
Yeah.
Where's the dirt?
Yeah.
How come they didn't know? Right?
Exactly.
I don't know. But I don't then. Know.
I guess you see one sand dune, you've seen them all, right?
Well, I know they didn't bring it out in their socks like in Great Escape. No, we're going to go down that hole, that explosion in Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
the gas explosion.
Yeah.
Frazier reminded me that like 10 years ago they were talking about that the one of the things they were going to do is go into the hotels and open up all the gas valves, you know.
Yeah.
And then touch it off. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Hmm. Well, you don't know who's here anymore. Like,
no, for sure.
I mean, not to get political, but I'll get political. 300,000 people in a month?
Yeah.
Take that out over 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be like, you know, a quarter of our population.
Oh, yeah.
At that rate or mm-hmm. something like that, you know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely strange times we're sitting in.
Strange things are afoot in San Dimas.
Not only in San Dimas.
We need the telephone booth, you know.
Something.
And then we have to fix the wire. Right?
Yep.
So the other day I was wondering with Wendy and I were discussing, what would George Carlin, if he was alive, what would he be saying today? It'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
To hear one of his comic rants about mm-hmm. today. Because he thought it was bad before.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things that I don't know what to think. I don't think anybody really does.
Well, I don't think you can. I think it's just like my buddy said. You can't outthink, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't even try to outthink it.
Yeah.
Because whatever you think that they're doing, they meaning whoever they are.
Yeah.
The fallen angel or whatever. It's worse.
Yeah.
And he really means it. And mm-hmm. you can't even conceive. Like, and a lot of this is for our viewing pleasure. Like, they got us all looking at the battlefront from, like, the screen.
Yeah.
Not from the aerial shot.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't see the whole. You don't see Godzilla's coming in from the left flank. And
yeah, yeah.
And King Ghidorah's coming from the right. And, you know.
Yep, so. If we're here next week, we'll know the angels didn't get us.
Or we're in prison.
Well, you never know.
You know, that whole Discovery thing, thank God for Discovery. For the loss. I always tell you about that. Wait till the Discovery.
Yeah.
Then you discover that nothing was what they said it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy just killed that woman, you know?
Yeah.
And called in that shots were fired.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. And then the police did leave their... they let her, you know, they followed. They told her right where to go.
Yeah.
But that's a conspiracy. You know, they made all that. That was all made up. All those tapes.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And then they promote the guy. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what is it? How is it we're still working? And then One-Armed Johnny's going skiing in the French Alps in 2 weeks. I don't get it.
Man.
No, I don't get it.
No, man. For sure. Some, you know, some guys have all the luck, I guess.
In a chateau. All expenses paid.
Yeah.
Except for maybe his flight out there. I don't understand.
Yeah, some things aren't made for us to understand, I think.
And then they said, well, would you go? I go, yeah. And then while you guys are skiing, I'd jump on a train and go over here and go over there and go to this battle site and that battle site, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and meet you back at the airport.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Take my suitcase and my duffel bag and start thumbing across, you
yeah.
know? Where are you going, GI? I don't know.
Yeah.
To the next stop. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Man, looks like we got a busy week ahead of us here.
Oh, that, so. And the circus is coming fast.
Yep, it is. It is.
Oh, my
We made a preliminary draw up of the floor plan for the showroom, so things
oh,
are definitely creeping along slowly.
Have you heard from any the alleged vendor that I was talking about?
No, I actually need to call him and see if the rumors I've heard are true or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be nice.
It would be nice. Well, like, wait till we go to the World Show. There are vendors there.
Like, yeah,
said,
for sure.
We need a empty spot in our trailer for all the, you know, the naked lady tees and the golf shoes and the all the crap we're going to take home.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, with that one, I'm almost more just excited to meet a whole bunch of people I talk to on Facebook. So that'll be...
Oh, no, dude, I can't...
Yeah.
Just seeing Rudy's going
to Oh, be... no, absolutely. That's going to be one of the highlights for sure, but...
Goofy-ass Ken Walker and for everybody, man, the whole band. I mean, like, everybody's going to be there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
From, like, El Chicano to Santana, all the bands.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of the old legends and a lot of the new legends coming up, too, so.
Yeah, you'll see stuff there that's, you know, really interesting.
And then I'll put my piece in and everybody will laugh me out of the building and I can come back home.
No, I don't know.
Nah, I'm like I told you, I'm just, I couldn't go and not put something in there. Just especially since it may be the last one, I got to be able to say I showed it the world once, you know?
Absolutely. Has special meaning, you know?
Damn right.
The only thing I'm sad about is it corresponds right with that 80th anniversary D-Day in Ohio, which I would love to go back to because that one's going to be packed.
Yeah.
But maybe it's better I don't. Maybe it'll be so packed it's, you know.
Yeah, you just never know. Everything's for a reason, they say. So.
Well, no, I'd rather be. I have to be with my colleagues.
Yeah. You know.
Maybe Joe Kish will even go. He's been known to stick his head in there.
Yeah, you just never know.
So it blew my mind that Kevin was friends with Joe Kish too.
Yeah,
come down to Bob's and bother him, and you know, always with the mechanical soundness. That's how we got discussing with that was mechanical soundness because the great debate about the wire gauge.
Yeah,
and then of course the mechanical connection.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I think I'm even saying.
Or lack thereof.
No, I'm saying. I don't even think I'm saying it right. Even some other thing, but you know. And so, Kevin was showing me these pieces that he had to put, like threaded rod in, actually on these giant ass birds. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you have to bend them around the ant. You know, you have to put the through the leg and bend the joint.
Mm-hmm.
On a vice and all that, and because even the strength of 1,000 chucks wouldn't bend that son of a bitch.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, so it's interesting. He's got to mount some cool shit, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but best gorilla, man. There's only two of us right now. Well, there might be more since then. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm sure someone around the world must have mounted a gorilla.
I'm sure there must be one laying around somewhere.
Yeah. But Joe would always say, now he says you can say to Mike, us gorilla men. Yeah. And Frazier would say, I never got to mount a gorilla.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything in the Cody music. Like he says, how is you little shit? You know what I mean? My whole life I start this whole thing and then you're... This barefoot, knobby-kneed guy from Ojai, and you got a thing in the Cody music.
Yeah.
And that's the only one you ever did, whatever it was. You know? That's why I laugh so hard when you say I get the weirdest, you know, because it's kind of true.
Mm-hmm. No, most definitely. You definitely kind of fall into some weird stuff.
Yeah, which is, I guess, my claim to infamy.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, like I was saying the last podcast, I'm ready to do other things now.
Yeah.
How many deer heads you have to do, you know, it just pays the bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, darn it. Well, at least you cop to the mistakes on the mole, because you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You're going to do it.
On the plus side, my silicone fully kicked, so that was good.
So what did you do? Did you put the...
I used good silicone.
Oh. You changed the silicone.
For that mold, yeah, I used the good stuff because I wasn't going to experiment. Although if I would have used the shitty stuff, it probably would have kicked not enough, and then it would have pulled right out. So, who knows?
But you do got to watch for those locks.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to put a vent hole, I heard.
Mm.
So I hear.
Yeah.
If there's a curve, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you try not to do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And honestly, being that it was a tougher silicone, I thought I would have been okay. But apparently I needed just a little bit of, a little something in there to grease the wheels.
A little bit enough. Yeah, well, that's where you, what was it I did the other day where I learned what not to do again?
God only knows.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That's where, and that's where when you say it's really not arrogance when you say I forgot more
mm-hmm.
than a lot of people know.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do so much crap, you fix so much stuff.
Yeah.
That you can't, you know, until you do come up to it again,
mm-hmm.
can't even remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. And that's a production shop. That's just what it is, because mm-hmm. you're in combat all day long, and you're completing the mission, and mm-hmm. then you're on to the next batch of whatever. And
yep, absolutely.
Whatever went along on that course is ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least that's what I say.
That's what you say. It's easy for you
to
say.
So maybe we'll have actual guests next week.
You just never know. We might be able to round somebody up.
Like to get the cannon guy on or any, you know.
Yep. Somebody. Nope. I'll try to dick with this thing here the next day or two, and
unless
maybe we'll record a special phone episode from my shop to Chuck's shop. You just never know.
Ooh, that would be
the only downside I've come up with doing the phone thing is I don't know how well it's gonna translate to video, because I don't know. I gotta figure out if I can make the audio from here transfer to my video.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll just hear a bunch of responses from us and not what's happening
on there. Yeah, that's what we're trying to... That's what the hang-up is for people who don't say, why don't you just call? But that's really what it is.
In theory, we could do Zoom or something, or Skype.
Yeah, but look how well that worked out for the... Our deal for the... Whatever it is, channel. We had to go out in a driveway, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it worked well enough.
What the hell was that for?
Another one of those things you got me into.
What channel was that?
It
was a channel. TLC, right?
That's where she had stuff on. She was just trying to, she thought we would be interesting to be on something.
It's on something.
Yeah, she didn't have a project for us. She just wanted to have us in her
repertoire.
Arsenal of
idiots.
Yeah.
Just like the British guy. What do you got new on Netflix? Well, we got these two dopes up in Omaha. Well, I think I'll stay over a day and see if they really exist.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you guys really exist.
Yep.
And we did that little impromptu thing, and then COVID hit. Man, I thought that one was going to go.
Yeah. I wish we could relive that, but with the better confidence I have now, I didn't really get much time to talk on that deal.
But it's a journey, dude.
Oh, no, for sure.
And you know... Being on camera is not as easy, you know what I mean? It's easier than what we do as taxidermy, I think, but...
To an extent.
But it's a thing. It's a different... Like, everything is a skill, you know?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And trying to be yourself and not... And you got to pretend the camera's not there.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And... You know.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
And then pretend Jeff's not there.
Yeah, he has a way of stealing the show a little bit.
That guy, you know, I said this to a million times, but maybe not on air.
Mm.
That guy can smell. I don't even know how. We can see him not for 8 months, and the guy will be coming to do something.
Uh-huh.
And he'll just show up, man. He won't even, you know, it's like a talent on loan from God, like mm-hmm. Rush used to say. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if it didn't happen like 50,000 times, like Frazier says, once it happens six times is a thing, but like 12, it's a law of science, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Starts to become a law of science. And he can just, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to experience it to believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then The only one I could see and control them was Rick Crean.
Yeah.
Stop talking, Jeff. I want to remember that one. Stop talking, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
You know? So that's pretty funny.
Absolutely.
Well, we need him.
Oh, yeah. Nope, it's definitely part of the... It's definitely, like I said, it's good having him back around the shop, even if it's just for comedic relief. It makes the days go by a little quicker.
Oh! And then, I was thinking... thanks for reminding me. Yesterday, no problem. I was thinking of Howard... Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, because they were talking about antibiotics. Did he tell you the story where he almost died over there? And because I couldn't remember if he got bit by a spider or he got an infection.
I don't think I heard that one.
Okay, maybe that was with Richard. But then turns out he carries all his own... every like drug known to man, I guess. Huh. There, you know, and he had his own antibiotic, or he would have died.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because I was thinking, you know, he was like outside of the Wild West. He was one of the last, I would say, adventure guys. You
absolutely.
Know, that lived to was actually danger where he went. You know.
Yeah.
Wasn't. I don't know, man. When I see the slide that elephant made, like I said, somehow a gun. Versus a woolly mammoth, or like the, you know, like we like to say, here's your loincloth, here's your stick with the sharpened obsidian on it. There's a freaking herd of mammoths. Go get them, buddy.
Yeah.
Even 80 of you, go get them. See how it works out, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, hey, on that note, let's do some taxidermy work. What do you think?
Personally, you were a little ahead of me because you got work in a little earlier. I went from 0 to 1,000 in one day.
Well, that's how you work.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, let's get out of here.
Yep.
You guys, thank you for listening. Be sure to check us out everywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. And follow me everywhere on social media at Butchershop Taxidermy. And you can follow Chucky at Ojai_Valley_Taxidermy on Instagram. And
send Matt a message on TikTok if you know if it was a fallen angel or a Bigfoot or a baby Godzilla or something.
You just never know. But yeah,
if there was a Walmart there in the mall.
I've started uploading clips onto TikTok now. Yesterday was my first one. I think it'll help boost our numbers a little bit.
Oh, good, because someone sent me a skull thing on a TikTok, and I couldn't open it.
I gotcha.
You know, and then Stassi sent me something.
Mm.
Hey, Steve, it's not that I don't watch, I can't get on TikTok, so I see your thing, but I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, and if you guys are listening to other podcasts, allegedly on the 4th of February, I'm going to be on the Corn Fed podcast with Dalton Pruitt.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes, and you can check that one out everywhere you get your podcast, too. I'll let you know when that actually happens.
Everywhere you buy your podcast.
Absolutely. All right, Chucky, let's get the hell out of here. What do you think?
Let's go. Well, I got to go to work.
Have a good one, everybody.
You too. See you next week.